Okay, this class is discussing the level of a Baal Teshuva. It's a very amazing Rambam. Obviously today we know it because of the Rambam. A Baal Teshuva should not consider themselves distant from the level of the Tzaddikim because of the sins and transgressions they committed. This is very revolutionary. Those are like, you know, the other guy never sinned in his life and I'm here sinning and I'm doing Teshuva now. So what level am I? I'm on a really low level. Rambam says no, not true. The Baal Teshuva should not consider himself distant from the level of the Tzaddikim because of his sins that he did. It's not true. He's not distant at all. Elahu v'nechmadhu lefnei abore. He is beloved. Look at the language over here. Ahu v'nechmad. He's beloved and treasured by the Bore, by the Creator. Kilu lo chata me'olam, as if he didn't sin at all. V'lo od, ela scharu habe. And not only that, but his reward is great. Shari tam tam chet perash. Because he tasted the sin and he separated from the sin. So it's a tremendously high level. The level of Baal Teshuva is a tremendously high level. Why? A tzaddik never tasted sin. I've never been to Charlie Brown. You know Charlie Brown when he was around the corner. I've never been to this new restaurant. What is it? The Blue Horse or whatever. I've never been to these places. I don't go to these places. I never tasted shrimp in my life. I never had bacon in my life. Baruch Hashem, million times. So I don't know what I'm missing. But someone who had it, this is me, had a guy who was actually a gear. He said, you can't beat McDonald's. The one thing I miss so badly is the McDonald's, plus the price of McDonald's. That's for sure, you can't beat.
Plus the present.
So his reward is tremendous. Why? He's a gear. He had all these temptations and he became Jewish and he's respecting his Judaism. He keeps his Judaism, he wants to be close to Hashem. Tremendous reward, tremendous reward. And a Baal Teshuva, same thing. Baal Teshuva ate all this stuff and he desires it and he keeps away because of his Teshuva. That's tremendously powerful. Well, he's involved with immorality and he's now a Baal Teshuva. Doesn't keep away, he keeps away, but he tasted it. And despite that, he knows what he's missing and he keeps away. Baruch Hashem. So that's a very high level. So look what the Rambam says. And the analogy is, Shalom, Shalom, L'rachok v'lakom l'amar Hashem. Yeshayahu HaNavi says, peace, peace, L'rachok, to those who come from far, and those to come from near. So who are those that come from far? The Baal Teshuva. Hashem says, if two people come to the wedding, one comes from 2,000 miles away, one comes from 5 blocks away, who do you greet first? Who gets the warmer greeting? The relative who came from so far away. Wow, yeah, I'm impressed. You're the Mesirat Nefesh to come here. So too, a Baal Teshuva. A Baal Teshuva is Shalom, Shalom, L'Rachok. First Shalom to the people who come from far away, and then Shalom to those who come from close by. He tasted the taste of sin, and he separated from the taste of sin, and he conquered his Yetzirah. Amru Rachamim. The rabbi said, this is a Gemara. Makom Sheba Letshuva Omdim. En Tzadikim Gemurim Yacholim Lamot. In a place where Baal Teshuva stand, even Tzadikim Gemurim can't stand. Even complete righteous people cannot stand. Okay. There's a machlok in the Gemara actually. This is Rabbi Abahu's opinion. This is Rabbi Abahu's opinion. However, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. The righteous surpass the Baal Teshuva. What's better, to be a Baal Teshuva, a person who sinned and then came back, or a person who never sinned in the first place? Machloket. Rabbi Abahu says a Baal Teshuva is much greater because they taste the sin and they keep away, hopefully. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, a Tzaddik Gamur never tasted in the first place, much greater. So the question is, why does the Rambam follow Rabbi Abahu?
Same passage also says, far from sin versus distant, close to sin.
So the question is, no, it's because of behavioral. It's much harder when you have a bad habit. The reward of a Baal Teshuva is because he had a bad habit, he conquered his habit so hard. Rabbi never had a habit, so he never had to conquer his habit. So conquering the habit is so hard. So as Pirkei Avot says in chapter 4, it says, mitzvah gorer mitzvah, avera gorer avera. So a person who's in the cycle, the vicious cycle of avera, gored, avera, another avera, breaks it. It breaks the cycle. That's greatness. Greatness is breaking the cycle. Where a person is involved in mitzvot all the time, it's not so that he didn't do it. He's getting it like automatically. So, a Baal Teshuva is great. So, what is Rambam saying? And we see later on, Rambam says, the way of a Baal Teshuva is to be humble all the time. Always do what we do, always. Plead with God. Nevertheless, he shouldn't knock himself. That's what Rambam's saying over here. A Baal Teshuva has no reason to knock himself. I'm a Baal Teshuva. A Baal Teshuva is a great level. In other words, it shouldn't ruin a person's self-esteem. Because a person was a sinner doesn't mean he's a bad guy. It doesn't mean he has bad self. He shouldn't have bad self-esteem. He should say, listen, I need to do Teshuva. But you have to know his level is a very high level. That's what Rambam's telling us. It's very encouraging. This Rambam is really very encouraging for a person who's a Baal Teshuva. And that's really Rambam's intent. Rambam's intent was encourage the Baal Teshuva. Because Rabbi Yochanan, he doesn't really encourage the Baal Teshuva, right? Baal Teshuva, you have to know your status. You're lower than the Tzadikim. You'll never be above the Tzadikim. Rambam says, no. Rabbi Bahu, you can be even higher than a Tzadik. There's an incentive over here to be a Baal Teshuva. Don't give up. Don't give up at all. So the question is, why does the Rambam follow Rabbi Abahu more than Rabbi Yochanan? So the debate is left unresolved in the Talmud. The Talmud does not give a solid answer who is right. Is Rabbi Abahu right? Is Rabbi Yochanan right? Rabbi Yochanan was Rabbi Abahu's teacher. And normally when you have a debate between teacher and student, you follow the teacher. So Rabbi Yochanan is the teacher. He says, a tzaddik gamur is higher than a Baal Teshuva. His student Rabbi Abahu says, no, the student, the Baal Teshuva is greater than the tzaddik. No, he's a student. And the Midrash in Qehelet supports Rabbi Yochanan. So there's a few answers, number one. Number one is, the Rambam explains, he provides a logical explanation. Why? Because like Rambam says, logic. He tasted sin and he separated. He's giving the logic for Rabbi Abahu. Since the logic favors Rabbi Abahu's opinion, Rambam follows his right logic. What was the logic? The person who tasted sin is greater than the person and withdraws from it is greater than the person who never tasted the sin in the first place. So therefore that's Rabbi Abahu's backing, according to Rambam. The Zohar, it's interesting, accepts Rabbi Abahu's opinion without argument. Amazing. So the Stei Hemet has a whole big discussion. The Stei Hemet is very, very old. Chizkiya Medini. He was a great rabbi. He died. He was rabbi of Hebron. And he moved to be the rabbi of the Bukharians. And he came back. And he wrote an encyclopedia called Stei Hemet. Really much like an encyclopedia. He brings out all the opinions. So his question is, the Zohar says, like Rabbi Abahu, Baal Teshuva is greater than Tzadik. Did the Rambam look at the Zohar? That is his question. That's what he's trying to prove. He had a whole big discussion of the Klalei Poskim with the Rambam, so the Zohar, and over here, it's the Zohar, the source for the Rambam, to prove it, to pass it like Rabbi Abahu. The Shlash says, they're not self-condemned. There's no contradiction of here between the two opinions. Rabbi Abahu says the Baal Teshuva is greater. Rabbi Yochanan says the righteous are greater. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the righteous who serve God through fear. That's what Rabbi Yochanan is talking about. This is the Shlach. The Shlach says when the Rabbi Yochanan says the righteous are great, refers to those who repent out of fear. So the Baal Teshuva is repenting out of fear. He's not repenting out of love. Rabbi Abahu is talking about when the Baal Teshuva is a Baal Teshuva through love. So they're both right. It's not like they're arguing. Rabbi Yochanan says, when the Baal Teshuva does Teshuva because of fear of punishment, he's on a lower level than a Tzaddik. And Rabbi Yochanan says, but if he does Teshuva out of love, he's on a high level than a Tzaddik. So the question is, what's the quality of the Teshuva? That's the question. Anyway, that's a Shla. So anyway, the bottom line is, Rambam doesn't say Teshuva me'ava, Teshuva me'ira. So he just says, a Baal Teshuva is greater than a Tzaddik. Why is he greater? He gives a logic. Why? Because the Baal Teshuva tasted the sin and keeps away. And Sadi never tastes it. So he has no years of it.
Is the Rambam elsewhere talking about Chumir and Chumir?
That's what he doesn't talk about over here. Yeah. Over here doesn't make distinctions. So the Shlach is making a distinction on behalf of the Rambam. Debatable. All the prophets commanded the people to repent. And then the Rambam says something very controversial. Vein Yisrael nigalim elav tshuva. The Jews will only be redeemed through Teshuvah. Where does he get this from? Last week's parasha. In parasha Nitzavim. Right? V'shavtad Hashem elokecha, and at the end of days, you will come back to God and God will redeem you. See, the redemption is dependent on Teshuvah. So the question is, when will the Mashiach come? Will he come after the Teshuvah or before the Teshuvah? Because the Rambam is in Sefer Malachim, in the Book of Kings, he says the Mashiach will come and he will make the Jews do Teshuvah. So what's coming first? The Mashiach is going to come first or the Teshuvah is going to come first? So the Rambam says over here, There'll be no Geula without Teshuvah. So we can understand the Rambam over here. The Rambam says, the Geula comes after Mashiach comes, not before Mashiach comes. The Mashiach is going to bring the Geula. This is it's amazing Rambam over here. We have to understand the two Rambams over here. The Rambam says over here, the Geula will not come without Teshuvah. Over there he says, the Mashiach will come and make the Jews do Teshuvah. And he'll fight our wars. Which implies that it's not going to be redemption till the Mashiach will come, and the redemption will come after Mashiach. The redemption will not come before Mashiach. The redemption will come after Mashiach. We're still waiting. So different stages. First the Mashiach, and then the Teshuvah, and then redemption. So interesting. That's also very interesting. So all the prophets commanded the Jews, the people, to repent. That's the job of the prophet. What's the job of the prophet? The job of the prophet is to teach and give Musar. Repent, repent, repent. And that's why the Jews killed some prophets. Zechariah was killed in the Beit HaMikdash. Yeshayahu was killed by
Menashe,
his grandson. And Yirmiyahu was nearly killed. Or some people say they killed him in Egypt. They stoned him. Terrible. Terrible. So it's a very big danger to be a Navi. Big danger to be a prophet. Moshe Rabbeinu says, when they fell flat in the face, it says, "On Mervi Arguni." A little bit more and they're going to kill us. Imagine. It's the fear of, you're going to tell Jews off. I mean, you tell Jews, they're liable to get you. You can't keep rebuking people. They don't like it. People don't like being rebuked. Anyway, so we have two chidushim. Just finish off. Two chidushim in the Rambam. Rambam says, a Baal Teshuvah is greater than a Tzadik Gamur. Amazing, amazing. So the question is why? How does he follow that? The Zohar says that. If the Rambam followed the Zohar over here, it's a machloket in the Gemara, Rabbi Abahu, Rabbi Yochanan. You don't normally follow the student against the rabbi. The rabbi is Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says the Tzaddik is greater. Rabbi Abahu, his student, says no, the Baal Teshuvah is greater. And Rambam follows the Baal Teshuvah. So the question is why? So number one answer is because Rambam says the logic. Logic is a person who tasted the sin and keeps away from it is greater than the person who never tasted sin in the first place. Number two is the Zohar says like Rabbi Abahu. Is that a factor or not a factor? The Rambam, look at the Zohar. Do you see the Zohar? We don't even know. So there's different reasons why the Rambam. Number two is Rambam says the Geula will not come without Teshuvah. When the Jews do Teshuvah, then the Geula will come. And in Sefer Melachim, the Rambam says that the Mashiach will come. The Mashiach will make us do Teshuvah. So the Rambam views Geula and Mashiach as two separate things. Will the Mashiach be after the Geula? No, the Mashiach will be before the Geula. Mashiach will be the cause of the Geula. According to Rambam. Baruch.
Are there any halachic nafkam units? I mean, between like whether a Baal Teshuvah is good, I guess when
you get it. Yeah, how you treat them? What? How you treat the Baal Teshuvah? Are you allowed to, How do you treat a Baal Teshuvah? You have a choice to give Aliyah Shishi to a Baal Teshuvah or a Tzaddik. Who do you give it to? You have an honor to give to the normally you give honors to the people who deserve honor. So who's greater? If you say a Baal Teshuvah is greater, he should get the honor. If you say a Tzaddik Gamur's honor, you give the Tzaddik this honor. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen, Amen, Rabbi Chaim HaKasher, Amen, Ratzon.